Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on anything and everything having to do with growing and building cleaning companies. If that's you and you are committed to growing your cleaning company, go to growmycleaningcompany.com, where you'll find everything you need to create the cleaning company you've always dreamed about and wanted. If you want to be a guest on the show or give us any feedback, ask a question, any of that good stuff, you can email our producer Natalie at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com or give us a call at 480-648-5149. You can either talk with us or leave a message. We're always excited to hear from you, Cleaning Nation. That said, today we are chatting with my new best friend, Morgan Brown from Lighthouse Cleaning. Lighthouse serves the Long Island and Queens area with commercial cleaning services. If you want to reach out to Morgan and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.lighthouseclean.com. Morgan, glad to have you on the show. Say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Cleaning Nation, I'm here. Good morning.
Beautiful, man. I would love to, before we started recording, Morgan was giving me a pretty solid story about how he found his way into the cleaning business and how he found his way into Cleaning Nation. And I'll take a quick nap if you want to share that again with the listeners, man.
Sure, Mike. No problem. Like I was telling you, I come from the financial world. I'm a young guy. I'm only 22 years old. At about 18, I dropped out of college and, you know, I realized I had a really good knack for sales. And I said, let me take my salesmanship to the mecca of all sales and get into the brokerage business and try to sell and trade securities. So sure enough, that's what I did. And that transitioned into cash advances. You know, I went into the cash advance business. And in my first 6 months, I funded a little over $400,000 in deals. And, you know, shortly after that, while I'm, you know, really finding my, you know, my personal niche in life, my father passed away, sadly enough. And, you know, I was at a crossroads of life. I sat down and I said to myself, you know, I could either, you know, take this business over and run with it, or I could, you know, continue to work for somebody else. And I said to myself, you know what, this is what needs to be done. We got to take this business over and we got to build on the beautiful foundation that he left for us. So that's pretty much where I'm at right now.
Man, that is an exciting story. So being in the business that long, what kind of stage of business are you in? Do you have a bunch of employees? Do you do a lot of cleaning yourself? Is that all handled? Where are you at in that regard?
Well, right now, my father, like I said, laid a great baseline for me to build off of. We have about, you know, 4 full-time employees. We have all commercial clients, and we our niche and our primary focus is grocery stores and floor cleaning.
Okay, perfect. So do you do any janitorial, or is it all floor cleaning and specifically grocery stores?
It's all floor cleaning, specifically grocery stores. We've done a few Ace Hardwares, you know, hardware stores and some, you know, some preschools, but primarily we focus on grocery stores.
Okay, beautiful. If you've already got a niche, you are far ahead of a lot of people I coach with. So that said, how'd you get in touch with Cleaning Nation? How'd you find us, my friend?
Cleaning Nation, believe it or not, kind of found me. I was, you know, working, believe it or not, I was working on the floors one night, and, you know, I'm looking at all these different podcasts, and I'm looking up all these different, you know, entrepreneurial podcasts and grow your company podcasts, and none of them really had, I felt none of them really had any relevance to, you know, my situation. But sure enough, I typed in cleaning in the search bar. This is the first podcast that came up. I listened to one episode, and then I couldn't stop ever since.
All right, good. Creating addicts since 2000, whatever, man. Glad to have you in our little universe here. All right, that said, let's hook you up with some help taking you to the next level. What would you like to talk about today, my friend?
Well, Mike, the question that I have is, you know, how do I get key decision makers on the phone? You know, how do I go out and, you know, really use my time appropriately, you know, when I'm not, you know, actually doing the, you know, the grunt work and I'm sitting here and you know, I'm sitting here in my house and I'm on my computer and I'm trying to generate my own lead source. How do I get that key decision maker on the phone and really, you know, pitch him on the idea of, you know, sitting down, taking a meeting, and acquiring my services?
All right. Beautiful question. And I get that. It's so funny. I feel like I get that a lot, but I don't know that we've talked about that specifically on the podcast. So I'm dying to dive into that. I'm going to back up a little bit just more for the value of the listeners and you. The first step you've got to get is to know who you're talking to, right? A lot of people just want to start knocking on like literally random doors, just door to door, for business to business or person to person, with no clue if this is even an ideal customer or if they would want to do business with you, or even more important, if you'd want to do business with them. So it's really important, first of all, to be very specific about who you want to talk to, because kind of that cold calling, whether it's face-to-face or door-to-door, like phone knocking on doors, and we'll talk about both of those, that's a time-consuming process. So to make sure that you get a return on that investment, you've got to make sure that the doors that you're knocking on and the phone numbers that you are dialing really are your ideal customers. It doesn't make sense, because the hit rate's going to be so low. It doesn't make sense to, A, the hit rate low is low, you know, maybe make 100 calls to get one sale. That call dang well better, or that sale dang well better be someone that you want, right? So it gets even worse if you're calling the wrong people. So first and foremost, pick a niche. Since you've already done that, let's pick your ideal niche. So you said grocery stores. Let's get even more specific. Is there a size, or is there, yeah, tell me a little bit more exactly who you want.
Well, now, to get even more specific, to really build off of what we've been talking about, is we look, I look specifically for independently owned grocery stores, right? I don't want to have the hassle of getting into, you know, the Stop and Shops, and the Walmarts, the Best Buys, the big stores, and I don't want to have to deal with, you know, a million contracts, a million different liabilities. So what I look for is individual owned grocery stores, small little franchises that are, you know, owned by, you know, just regular people like you and me. So when I go on the computer and I do my research geographically, I look where I'm at, and, you know, I say, all right, well, there's, you know, 10 different grocery store chains that aren't, you know, tremendously big. So as an example, there's a grocery store chain around, you know, around my neck of the woods called Uncle Giuseppe's. They have 6 stores. It's owned by two brothers. And, you know, my goal is to get those guys on the phone in a meeting with me to sit down and explain to them why that they should choose my service over whoever it is that, you know, they're using right now.
All right, perfect. Now we're getting somewhere. So total of these ideal customers, how many do you think there are? A dozen, 100, 1,000? I don't need exact, but just give me the ballpark.
I'd say in the tri-state area, we're looking in the high hundreds, if not low thousands.
Okay, so that's okay. So the reason I asked that, I'm going to kind of answer for both. If there's 100 or 50 or 80 or somewhere in there, that's what I call my dream 100. I don't know if we've talked about that on the podcast either. Actually, I stole that from Chet Holmes' Ultimate Sales Machine. If you haven't read that book, it's solid, Cleaning Nation. So I hate to say that's what I call my. That's what I stole from the dearly departed Chet Holmes. My dream 100. It doesn't have to be 100, but you want it kind of in that area. 719 is too many. 4 is too few. But you get 40, 80, 100, maybe a couple hundred, you can still do it. So with those folks, and it seems like you may not be there yet, but I'd probably even, if you've got like, it depends. If you've said you've got a couple hundred or high hundreds, almost 1,000, if that's just people that meet any criteria and that they're a grocery store, this wouldn't qualify. But if you're like, that's the total group, but I really want ones that need cleanings, you know, at least once a week, or have X amount of floors or X amount of square footage, and to get like the A+ premium customers, which I'll bet you we could do, we could probably get that bigger number, Morgan, down to like around 100. If you're just like the A+ AAA customers, that we'd be perfect. Is that fair? Or am I making that up?
Yeah, no, that's correct.
Okay, cool. So if we could do that, first and foremost, list them. A lot of people just don't even do that. They kind of have 3 or 4 in the top of their head that they can spew off, but that's it. First and foremost, you're going to list those people. So you actually have their name, their phone number, their address, ideally their email address. That's pretty much everything you need. And another, again, I'm giving a lot of resources today because this is such an important topic. Harvey McKay, I think it's Swimming with the Sharks or Dig Your Well Before You're Thirsty, talks about the McKay 66 or McKay 67. And that's just got so many questions. And if you guys email me or email Nat at Grow My Cleaning Company, I'll get you those 67 if you want. Just reach out and request it. He's got a bunch of stuff like, were they in the military? How do they feel about alcohol? Do they drink? Do they want you to drink? What kind of alcohol do they like? Do they have kids? What's their anniversary? What's their kid's birthday? What do they like? What are their kids like? What are their wife like? Everything that you need to know. Now, if these are just average customers that aren't going to be worth a lot, there's no question you're going to fool with all this nonsense, right? There's a lot of other ways you can market. But if you've got your Dream 100, and this Dream 100, ideally, if they're the right 100, have the opportunity to double, triple, quadruple, 10x your business. So these have, that's why it has to be the Dream 100, not just 100 people that you would take checks from, but 100 people like, if I could get that guy or that company or that organization, they can rock my world. First, you build the Dream 100, then you start building the McKay 66, or I could steal it and call it the Campion 66, but that's not right. You start building a database of information on them, so when you do call them, you can go. So again, a lot of people, what happens is they don't know who their Dream 100 are. They treat one customer the same as another, so one customer might be able to bring them $500 of work, another one $15,000 worth of work, and another one $1 million worth of work, and they treat them all the same. They call them and say, hey, let me come in and pitch you my stuff, and the guy says no, and they go, okay, and if they're good, they'll call back every couple months, and that's kind of the same system they do for everybody. Once you've identified a Dream 100 that you're like, hey, these people can rock my world, now we can start getting super creative, and just it's kind of exciting when you decide I'm going to be doing business with these people and you've got your Dream 100 and you go, over the next year, I'm going to get 20 or I'm going to get 10. I don't know which 10 or 20, but I know I'm going to get them. And every month or every couple of weeks, you kind of ping them. You can start doing exciting stuff. Like, I'll give you an example. I don't know if this would work or how it would work in the cleaning business, but something I do, I do speaking gigs. And when I find a gig that I want to get, I'll send him a package. My buddy Walter Bergeron, who I had on a different podcast, gave me this idea. He's got this huge box I get from Harbor Freight, and it costs like, I don't know, $40, $30 for this box. And I send a video. I create a video to him. I put popcorn in there. I put all my pricing. And I do a video going, hey, Morgan, it's Mike Campion. I just wanted you to know. And I talk to them about things that are important to them. So when they get this box in the mail, there's no chance they're not going to open it because it's a massive box and it's got food in there and there's a movie.
Right.
And there's just zero chance that they're going to not open that box. It's 100%
open. Yeah, of course.
So when I call that guy, what do you think his response is going to be? Well, yeah, I'm busy. I'm not. He's going to be like, are you the dude that sent the box? That's insane. That thing was awesome. You got to come to my
Yeah,
you got to come to my office and tell me how you do that sort of stuff. So I guess the big shift I'm going to give you is, A, make a list so you know exactly everybody that you're going to target. B, target them. And then C, just start thinking of creative ways that you can blow their mind. Like, I can't believe this dude sent me a freaking video.
Right.
You can, and there's no sorts of creative stuff.
No pun intended, but you really need to, you're basically saying really think outside of the box as far as sales pitch goes.
All right, so that's the first thing. The second thing is, You said a couple times, pitch them or tell them why they should choose you. We gotta switch that mindset because that's not what we're looking to do, believe it or not, at all. What we're really trying to do is the opposite. So instead of calling them and saying, "Let me talk and tell you why you should give me money," the right response is, "Let me listen and understand your business." The good news is all of your competitors are talking. Bah, 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 I do this and we're great. Let me tell you how I'm my story and I'm bad. And it's all about me. They couldn't care less about you, but they're very interested in them. So what you're going to go in is talk about their favorite subject, which is them. So you're going to go and be like, hey, Morgan, tell me about the grocery business, man. All we do is groceries, first of all. So we, you know, if you want an expert in grocery floors, I'm your guy. But I'm not here to talk about me. I'm here to talk about you. Tell me what keeps you up at night, man. What drives you crazy? What makes you get out of bed every morning fired up? What gives you passion? And that's what you're going to want. First of all, you're going to want to do 80% listening, 20% talking, if not more listening. Second, when you do talk, it's going to be about them and their dreams and what fires them up and what they're into. It is so, I promise you, and again, this goes for Cleaning Nation, all these guys that are, you know, I call them and I got their secretary and their gatekeepers give me noise and I leave a message and they ignore me. I promise you, these guys take meetings. I've been in these meetings. They take meetings. That's all they do is meetings all day long. So it's not that if they've got 5 meetings a day, that's not to say that they don't do meetings. They just don't do meetings with you because they know what you're going to talk about, which is not their favorite subject, you and what you want, what's going on in your world. The meetings they're taking are people that they're going to talk about them, things that they're extremely interested in. So you've got to just make sure you've got the right bait. Good bait is not, hey, Mr. Gatekeeper, let me in to talk to the owner because I want to tell him what a great job I can do about cleaning floors and how great we are. He didn't care crap about that. Find out, reverse engineer it, find out what these guys are into, and then say, hey, I want to talk about that. Right? They're probably into things like keeping employees happy, getting margins better, stopping theft. I have no idea because I haven't talked to them, but if you talk and listen, you'll start knowing what they want to talk about. And then instead of trying to, I don't want to say trick them, but twist their arm into talk about something they don't want to talk about and make them see you, hold out a piece of bait that's super interesting to them and let them come to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it's an interesting way to view business.
Well, it's the effective way to do business. It's the one that works.
I'm very used to, you know, like I said, coming from the financial business, making 500 phone calls a day. You give a quick pitch, you hammer somebody, and if they say yes, great. And if they say no, hang up, go to the next one.
Yeah, that's not for larger multimillion dollar businesses. I've not found that to be super effective or sustainable.
Yeah, no.
Just turning and burning 100 telemarketers. And that's a whole full-time job that you can make money at it, but that's never been my gig. So have fewer customers worth more money and be creative about how you contact them and how often you contact them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
Definitely.
I'm going to give you one more thing, and then we're going to hit the lightning round. Last and not least, certainly this is important, the other stuff, we're just running out of time, is I'm always a big fan of doing marketing. So the box that we sent, that's a way of marketing. So is putting ads out. So is Google AdWords. So is there's a million ways to kind of have your message out there. I'm always more interested in setting up systems that are going to bring people to me, which is what I do in this business, right? I do zero marketing or cold calling or asking anybody to be my client. I put out this podcast. We do some videos. I do webinars. I just put out a bunch of amazing content, and people come to me and go, what do I need to do to work with you? How much money? I have money. Will you take my money, please? Those are the kind of conversations I want to be in. You'll never hear me call, hey, Morgan, it's Mike. You want me to be your coach? I can help you grow your business. No? Next. Hey, John, it's Mike. Never in a thousand. A, I just don't want to. B, it's not the best use of my time. So long story short, on top of finding out who your people are, knowing what they're worth, being creative, finding out what's interesting to them, and then talking about that, do it in a scalable, systematizable way. So once you create one box, I can send that same box to a lot of different people. Once you create one kind of cool thing, you can duplicate it as opposed to going one by one by one by one. You can only be on the phone with one person at one time. And if you're cold calling and getting hung up on all the time, that's a waste of time because you can't get that time back. But once you figure out a way to do a direct mail or pay a telemarketer or do AdWords so they come to you when they're ready, these are all things I'd prefer over cold calling. Not that you can't cold call, but if you're going to cold call, you just better make sure it's the people with high value to your company and you've got something else to say other than, hey, I'm Morgan, let me explain why I'm better than the other guy, because that ain't going to get you far.
Definitely.
All right,
definitely.
Cool. I know that was just like an avalanche of stuff, but that's why these are recorded. Cleaning Nation, if that was too fast, rewind, play it back. Morgan, hopefully you got some good feedback. Let's hit the lightning round and turn the tables, give you a little bit of opportunity to contribute back to Cleaning Nation. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Best piece of advice, you're either on the dinner table or you're at it.
Love it. Beautiful. Question two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so far?
Oh, biggest mistake, probably mouthing off to my employees when I shouldn't have.
I have not heard that one before, but that is that's wise. People that has been people's biggest mistakes. They just haven't had the courage to say it. So thanks for sharing that. Question three, what's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice today before their head hits the pillow that will help them improve their lives and or their business?
Well, definitely something that I just learned from you right now. Think outside of the box when you're trying to go on a sales pitch.
Preach it, brother. I'll take creativity over a big ad budget every day of the week. All right, Morgan, thank you so much for jumping in, man. I love that you're new to the business. Thanks for your passion and your story. I appreciate you. I know Clean Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Morgan's show notes page and get everything you need to grow your cleaning company, growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.